Russ Peterson. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm not sure how long you've been sitting here, but I've said this to all submitters. We greet your original submission. Thank you very much for lodging that, taking the time to do that. And you're very welcome now to speak to that and to highlight key points.
Thank you for the time and the chance to come in. My family and I farm 730 hectares, 5 minutes the other side of Waikeka. The family's been there since 1907, I'm the fifth generation. They've been passing that down, and I'd like for my children to be able to carry on that way, but I think that the plan will affect how we do that. And certainly the things that Environment Southland are trying to fix, and what you want to do is good. I just want you to know that nitrates and phosphorus and the things that we pay to have on that land to grow those crops, we don't want to see go down the waterways as it appears to be, as it appears to read. I don't really have a lot to say. I've put everything in my thing.
In your submission. Okay, well, if you're happy with that,
what I've got there.
Shall we see if there's questions?
Yep.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, thank you. I'd just like you to, could you just give a little bit more, policy 38, natural hazards, could you just give a little bit more reference around that?
I think that the natural policy 38 is fairly open, so I can try to interpret it the way that I read it. Our farm is rolling, it has some fairly steep areas, and in that there are natural hazards to both my family and any contractors or staff we have. And as I read it, we're allowed to make sure that those things are made safe for ourselves and for our staff. You'll see that I enclosed a couple of photos there. The first one is some benched ground. It's not really economic for us to go around and put a couple of posts and some little bits of wire here and there. So that paddock's been ploughed before. Once every 10 or 15 years, I should be able to tidy that up to keep people safe. The photo on the right, though it doesn't show very well, was quite a steep drop of about 6 metres, but you couldn't see it coming from the top unless you were less than a metre away from it. Now, if somebody drove over that, I'd hate to think what happened. That was done quite a while ago. That was fixed purely for safety of ourselves and anybody else that came on farm. And I'm not saying that we should be able to just go at it willy-nilly. I think we should be working with people, but that was my take on policy 38.
And just to follow on from that, you make mention also that while there were setbacks for winter grazing, you'd like the ability to do basically tidy up of some of these areas when going into grass, is that correct? Through the plan, allow for that through the plan, is that correct?
Yeah, I understand the setback, the idea of the setbacks, and it makes sense. I've done some fairly unscientific experimentation myself and proved that certain things work at home. But those setback areas, I just think that if they're going to be left and not cropped, that at the end of the season we need to be allowed to go around and just regrass them. That was all I was saying with that, really.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I'm pretty right. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Good afternoon. The benching, is that a slumping or what causes that?
Yeah, it is, over a long period of time, and that's purely. Yeah, just that's that, but there's probably 20 years since that was cropped, and it's 150 metres from the nearest waterway.
And in terms of winter grazing, I think in the area, in terms of winter grazing,
we are somewhere just under 60 hectares for the farm. If we have to go under 50, it'll be a lot more intensive and it'll have to be a lot closer to the main water bodies.
We've had some others considering causes possibility of 10% over a certain acreage. So your ordinary winter turns and winter grazing would fit within the 10% of the
crop. Yeah, something like that, I think. Yeah. For a period of time, I've been considering it, considering ringing Environment Southland to do one, but I hear some horror stories, and whether that's true or not has put me off. I've been keen to do one with Beef and Lamb, but I didn't get on in the last round, and they tell me they've suspended that until this has been completed. I did ring Environment Southland yesterday regarding fencing some native areas that we've got, and trying to do some QE2 stuff, but not Environment Plan yet.
Well, thank you, Robert. I've heard some horror stories because we haven't heard any of those, and mostly, it's all really very positive.
It's all anecdotal stuff, so I don't know if any of it's proven, but there's been enough to slow me down.
Can I ask one other question, Mr. Chairman? I missed it in my notes. Thank you. Could I just go back to cultivation? You made a comment in your submission, I missed it the first time going through, was you wanted to make sure that you, because it refers to on page 134, spot spraying, excluding spot spraying, and you make mention in your submission that you want to be able to spot spray gorse and broom, and you were trying to make sure that that was excluded and it wasn't assumed to be into that.
Unless I go over probably 30 hectares of our farm every year by hand and spot spray it, it gets done with a helicopter every 3 years, and the whole area has to be done because every 3 or 4 years it's covered again. And part of that, that's a big part of that area is something I want to get replanted in native, but that area spraying is the only viable way that we have of doing that.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing your submission in relation to the cultivation of sloping ground, you said 30 degrees at least. Is that the kind of slope that you feel you can safely cultivate up to?
Yep. We're not going as steep as we used to, and like I said, I did some testing on some ground that I know would be five years ago, on some ground that I know would be outside the plan, and through careful management in the winter time, the creek was right there, and there was no adverse effect on that stream.
Careful management, what do you mean?
I just made sure that I did best practice. I started at the top of the paddock. I made sure I had plenty of filtering and stuff. There was no surface runoff went into the creek, and it was a normal winter. We did some tests where the creek came into the paddock and where the creek went out of the paddock for sediment and stuff, and there was no difference at the start or at the end.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.